Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Idea Man.
It's not like from an accomplishment standpoint, it's not like you ran a marathon. It's not like you just won some big championship. It's you survived.
You just hung in for another 365.
Yeah.
Innovator.
You look at it, that is the biggest and best thing of the year, is that you just got to a birthday. I feel like that's probably going to be a disappointment.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
Well, happy birthday nonetheless, Tausch.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News, sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. So Tausch, Packers quarterback Jordan Love has signed a lifetime extension. Not with the Green Bay Packers, but with his girlfriend. He's engaged. You like your quarterback?
Yeah.
You like your QB1 settled down? Or you like him out there chasing?
Man, it's a great question. And I think from a fan standpoint, I think you want him to be settled down. I think you want that stability. But I'm not going to lie to you, if you're a rookie coming into the league, I kind of want my quarterback single. I think I want to be out getting in the mix with whatever that young man is up to. So from a fan standpoint, and I think this is going to be his fifth year, stability, that position is such a whirlwind, and you have so many people pulling at you. You need to have a really strong support system around you, and having your fiance and wife, someone that especially that has known you before all of this stuff has happened, I think is a huge advantage. And kudos to them. Congratulations to Jordan. And what is his fiance's name?
Ronica. Ronica Stone.
Ronica. So they've been together for a while, and I saw the pictures and everything else. So you got to love, don't you? You just got to love.
So they got engaged in Tuscany in a old 13th century castle. Is there an expectation for an NFL player or any professional player to propose at a very nice place with pictures?
It better be pretty special, right?
Is there an obligation there that, hey, you better make that really pop?
It's interesting that you ask that, because when I proposed to my now wife, I was debating back and forth if it's, do you want to just do it in your normal surroundings so your friends and family can be there, or do you go with somewhere exotic and nice? And it seems as if most people go that route. We did ours in Hawaii, so I chose the alternative as well. But I think there's the expectation when you go on a trip. And I was with Sarah for a while before I proposed. And I think every time we go on a trip, you get back on that flight. And if you didn't propose, you could always kind of sense that there was maybe a little disappointment that you didn't. So I think there's always that after year two, three, you start wondering about that. So I'm wondering if she knew, does she pick out the ring? Because the last thing you want to do is propose with a ring that she doesn't like. And the timing's all screwed up. So how you keep that spontaneity, I think, is more important than if it's in Tuscany or if it's out in Malibu or wherever Jordan's staying.
I'm just surprised they were able to find a place to rent in Tuscany, Tausch.
Yeah, I know Costanza, and I'm trying to think, the maestro.
I knew you'd get it.
I always had issues with that. But I'll say it's tough to beat Tuscany as a spot. You have all those beautiful rolling hills, all the wine and food and everything else. So this is the time of the year that you see a lot of guys get married. I'm guessing, if you don't get married in that March, February window, and hopefully the Green Bay Packers will be playing late into January, early February, that's always the tricky part, too, from a football player's standpoint. Then if you start having a family and you get really smart, you think about, how can I plan this so that I can miss a couple days of training camp? That's how the mindset of a professional athlete works, especially as you get a little bit older.
Thanks, Tausch. We'll talk again on Tuesday.